What's up, everybody? Thanks for tuning in, Channel 99. I've got with us today Blake and Logan. They're the singers from We Were Giants. They just wrapped up the rest of the recording here at my studio, so I stole about a half hour of their time. We talk a little bit about recording, the new style, and a little bit of the mix that they've kind of incorporated into the new album. And we also talk a little bit about the crypto meaning behind the name of the band. So go ahead and give us a listen, subscribe, give us 5 stars, share the episode, and we hope you enjoy the show. Thank you.
Shut up and sit down.
What's up, everybody?
What's up?
Thanks for tuning in to Channel 99. You just heard the intro, so I know you're fucking stoked. I got Blake here from We Were Giants. We got Logan from We Were Giants.
What's up, dude?
They just got done recording their music, a little bit of some vocals here in the studio, so I snagged a little bit of their time, and they're here to answer some questions and hang out with us. So, cheers to that, gentlemen.
Cheers. I'm going to fucking actually cheers to this.
Boy. Yeah, for Nail sure. Cheers on that crystal geyser. Yeah, dude.
Water. Stay hydrated, bro.
That light drink. So, I've had the opportunity to listen to a few of the songs while Blake was listening to them in the car as he drove me to snag my ride the other day. Dude, this album is sick.
Yeah, it's got some cool stuff to it, dude. Like, yeah. I'm pumped for people to hear this. I mean, it's basically what we had going on before, but amplified to another level. Mm. I mean, there's some stuff that's different that, like, nitpicky people are probably gonna be like, "Oh, this doesn't sound exactly how the other thing sounded," or whatever. But as far as maybe the like, there's differences in the production level. Like, there's difference. Like, there's a different drum kit. There's a different, you know.
Vocalist.
Well, yeah, there's a different. Exactly. I should have said that. There's a different vocalist in the band. But usually when you switch a vocalist and, you know, members, the music actually gets worse, mm-hmm. and this is, like, totally normal. Mm-hmm. But I'm confident to say that the music has actually gotten a lot better, and I think people are really going to fucking dig what we have put together. Like,
yeah, I think
I'm so confident in that shit, dude. Like, the last EP was a fantastic product. I loved playing it. I actually have a connection to the songs. But this next album is going to it's totally stepping up in the right direction for sure.
That's yeah. Awesome. Same thoughts for you. Yeah.
Love. Yeah, man. I'm stoked on it. I'm definitely stoked on some of the changes. It's like a whole new element. It's definitely heavy, but it's still catchy at the same time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's heavy. It's heavier than the last album.
Yeah. It's like, pretty for heavy. Sure. Yeah.
There's going to be heavier moments.
Oh yeah.
Like,
in well, discussion. And you. Sure, and you incorporated, you were doing, like, you were saying there were a couple songs that you were doing that incorporated movie style.
Oh, yeah.
Style.
Basically, yeah. We've incorporated in the production value, we've incorporated, like a cinematic feel to most of the album, actually all of the album.
Mm-hmm.
So it's basically like a movie feel to it as far as the production goes. Like, you got some areas to where it's like a horror film, and then you got some areas to where it's like you're on top 40 radio kind of stuff in there as far as the, like I said, the production goes, like with vocals and stuff. So it's like a mixture of like top 40 and like cinematic feel, mm-hmm. to it, but it's heavy, dude. Like, I'm talking, like, this shit gets like, what's like a scare, like Halloween,
yeah,
like Halloween level, like brutality and shit.
That's pretty nuts.
Yeah, like, so, Slaughterhouse,
yeah,
from Sega Genesis. It gets from, heavy, like, dude. Listeners. Like,
yeah, exactly. So, it's not like that all the time. I'll say that it's not. It's not super like crazy heavy all the time.
Yeah.
But it's definitely there.
Well,
for
I mean,
sure.
And we'll give them a snippet here in a little bit. They can actually.
As far as
they'll kind of decide
for this
on,
snippet,
like, what
though,
it sounds like.
It's not going to be the horror film status. It's more going to be more of like the top 40 kind of sound, but with like heavy aspect to it.
But it's still representative of like your overall style. Like
yeah,
you guys, yeah,
yeah
for
totally,
sure,
for
sure.
Sure.
So I mean, they can. I mean, they should be
well,
able to listen
the
to it.
Snippet
and think,
you're gonna,
oh yeah,
that
would make
hear
that would sound
is the
cool.
Single. It's the first single that we're going to release. It's
that's Halloween.
Actually, the single of the album. Mm-hmm. There's three singles of the album.
Yeah.
And this is one of them. Actually, the other two, the one I'm referring to that I know you know what I'm talking about is the actual representation of the album that we're not going to release first.
Right.
But basically this other single that that people are going to hear soon is a representation of us basically making a statement to the people that we are fighting against or standing against or helping other people deal with the people that we are referring to.
Yeah.
It's mm-hmm. us speaking out or stating to them, like, you know, it's a statement. It's a statement song.
Yeah.
And the other one that's a representation of the album is more, like symbolic.
Mm-hmm. It's a concept album technically, but it's still relatable. And
yeah.
all your, like, day-to-day stuff.
Totally.
But, so, a lot of people can relate to it.
Yeah. So, from your previous EP till now, as far as the quality goes, did you guys outsource last time and pay somebody to, like, do all the after, like, post-production work and whatnot?
Yeah, our buddy in California.
Right. And this time around, you're in-housing it.
Yeah,
like
we're self-producing ourselves.
Right.
As far as the quality goes, I'll be honest, on a professional standpoint opinion, the last one had elements to it that some people would consider more correct as far as how you're supposed to handle things. How you're supposed to
Are you
go
talking
about
equalizing?
No,
like,
no, I'm talking about just the sound in general. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of people that are going to argue that, you know, it's not as, natural sounding as before, if that makes sense.
But it still does at the same time. It's weird.
But,
I don't know
yeah,
do
it does. Mm-hmm. And I'll touch up on that. However, no matter the case, people are going to have that opinion, period, no matter what. It's just going to happen. Now, what I'm saying is at quality-wise, in my personal opinion, I think that this next album is going to beat the last EP for sure, like in my personal opinion. However, it like I said, you're going to have people that are going to, you know, it's going to – and it's you're going to hear it it has a different element. It's more, the new one has more of an element of like perfection, if that makes sense. Like a little too perfect in some people's perspective. And that, however, does not take away from quality. It's just a preference in sound. Mm-hmm. And so I just wanted to address that, you know. As far as the quality goes, the quality without a doubt is absolutely just is the same or better than the EP, like hands down, whether you like the mixing style or not, the recording quality is just as good or better.
Mm-hmm.
I would personally say better, but like I said, that is totally my opinion and the preference that I have personally. But whether you have a preference of my style of mixing or the last style of mixing, there's no denying, there's no doubting that it is just as good or better quality.
Sure. And I mean, I don't think, let's get back real quick. 'Cause you were saying that people were saying it doesn't have as natural of a sound, and is that because you guys pre-track your stuff electronically and then you learn it afterwards, or is it because of the way that you guys filter it?
Well, first of all, it's the production value in the background is number one. Number two,
like there's more instruments that are more prominent. Like we got violins,
pianos. Yeah, we got violins, everything. Pianos. We got like little glitchy sounds. We got some like elements of I don't want to say EDM, but what you would hear in EDM.
Mm-hmm. It's just more theatrical.
It's not like, yeah, there's some elements, there's some other elements involved that are more like, I guess you would call it new age. And so it's a mixture of that and just some of the other processing that I did that I don't really want to get into because there's not really no reason to get into it. But there's like a processing difference in what I did that people either prefer or don't prefer. So, I mean.
Makes sense. So it's personal preference at that point for people
this
who
whole
are
album,
like super deep in that genre. They're like, that doesn't make sense.
Yeah, kind of.
Exactly. There's
a
racism. Average listener. There's the average listener that's like, I have no idea what this guy's talking about right now. But then there's the guy that's like super into knowing about plugins and all this other stuff and guitar tone this, guitar tone that, blah, 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 that is literally like researches this stuff.
And this is why I think you guys are going to be successful, is because you're a disruption. And you do not want to be like following a trend. You want to be setting a trend.
Right.
Yeah,
and
that's
what we're doing.
You know, and you guys really are. You're creating a completely different sound for the genre. You're kind of mixing up like a lot of different styles.
Yeah, we're mixing up styles, like actual styles. And
it fucking confuses people.
And then we're mixing up like, not only are we mixing up like actual styles of the genre, but we're also mixing up like the production too. Like there's that same game, but in like producing and recording bands and like your producing style. You know what I mean? So it's like the mixture of three elements that are slightly different but still the same. And so I think that gives us the edge, is we have like, you know, this certain formula for what we're doing musically, and then mm-hmm. we put that on top of another formula on the production side mm-hmm. that you wouldn't necessarily get if you were a different like production style. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So it's the combination of three, and it's they're all very important things.
Well, the thing is, I think with every industry, there has to be evolution. Like, and there's got to be, I mean, people have to be contributing in different ways for things to continuously evolve.
Right. You can't just capitalize on the same idea, dude. That's fucked up.
Think about computers, man. You know, like technology is continuously changing, but music's continuously changing. Think about rap from in the mid-90s to now.
Always cycling.
It's always changing. Always. And people are always pissed, and people are always going to have a problem with it. But you know what? Those are the people who weren't smart enough to fucking think of it themselves and to do it themselves, and they weren't the ones willing to hustle. This is what I see in my line of work, like in the things that I do. I try to figure out, what are people not doing? Like, everybody else is doing what everybody else is doing.
Totally.
And they're competing for the same line of business when there are tons of niche markets out there and tons of subgroups. And, like, there's so much out there that is untapped that people don't recognize. And it's not at any fault for them by any means, because, I mean, you don't know what you don't know. But I'm fortunate enough to be exposed to certain things, and it's allowed me to perceive things in different ways and to think differently and to kind of approach business in ways that most people don't think, who are just going to, you know, go to the fucking, the Attorney General or wherever I licensed my businesses. You know, I don't even know where I went, to be honest with you. I forget, and it's been so many years now, but... And what I'm saying is, like, it's just, I think you guys are in a position, whether or not it was intentional, like, whether you guys were like, hey, man, there's, like, definitely something here that we have that is going to be able to target a certain demographic that is really wanting a new style of music and a different breed of energy, you know?
Well, exactly. I wanted to actually touch up on that specific point.
Because that's a business point of view versus, hey, man, we just really like each other and, like, we're really good and we have good ideas. Where when I talk to somebody, when it comes to business, I tell them, hey, man, like, to be honest with you and I can make a lot of money. Mm-hmm. And you and I need to talk. And if I don't think I'm going to make a lot of money with somebody, but I think they have something that I can learn from them, I won't tell them we're going to make a lot of money from it. You know, like, that's completely different. So was that kind of like how you guys were thinking?
Basically,
like,
yeah. What I was thinking personally.
Or both, probably.
Yeah.
Because.
All of the above.
I was basically taking the reins on most of that, like, the album in general, as far as, like, the finished product. Mm-hmm. And basically what I was thinking was, there was this, like, in our genre, music and mixing and the style that used to be super popular and I just had a personal connection to, mm-hmm. that people loved and people are looking for again, but none of the bands that were doing it before are doing it anymore. There's that market is still there, but none of the bands are capitalizing on it, mm-hmm. because it was like a thing of the past and people are afraid to, like, kind of go backwards. But here's what I was thinking is there is this market to where there was this certain sound and this certain, like, sound, like, as far as, like, the mixing and like the actual sonic sound of the actual instruments and the way that like the vocalist sounded, stuff like that, that has yet, it was popular in a certain point. And then a time went by and everybody stopped doing it and people, mm-hmm. are missing it. And I know, because I read the comments all the time on new shit. Mm-hmm. And I know, so I know that people are missing it. And so basically we have brought that thing that people are missing back to life for this album. And that's why I'm super stoked about it, because we brought that back to life, but there's elements about it that are from us, like, that are... like, it's different, but it's still that same era of sound. Does that make sense? Am I, like, way off base here?
Let me deduce that for you. Are you trying to say you're trying to bring back a nostalgia type of a feel with a new type of style?
Yes.
There you go.
Exactly.
Yep.
That's kind of where I thought you were getting at. Like, you're trying to, like,
I brought back you're trying a to bring nostalgia back family, that feeling that I, like, know, oh, people, man, are looking
I
for.
I know that's what I'm looking for. And but I know there's no people out there.
Exactly.
But they want something that's evolved.
I know people exactly. are yeah. looking for it, because I read on the comments all the time, I miss this album, I miss this album, I miss this album. Mm-hmm. And on every band that I read that about, it's the album that all of them were, like, basically coming out with on the same time frame. Mm-hmm. So you got, you know, band A, B, C, D, E, F, G, they're all coming out with new stuff. And granted, there's the fans that are like, oh yeah, I love the new stuff, and that's fine. But then there's a lot of the fans that are like, I miss this
I'm
era.
I'm looking for
I miss
something
this
different.
Era. I miss mm-hmm. this era. And it's yeah. like a thread of that same thing. And then you got another band where it's like, I miss this era, I miss this era, and this era. And that happens to be the same era as the other fans that are about this other band was that they're complaining about, you know what I'm saying? And nobody is resurrecting that thing that that those people want. Mm-hmm. And but we are, and we're putting our own spin on it, we're putting our own rendition on that sound.
Yeah.
And it works, and I'm really confident about it. Like, it's cool.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you guys are killing it. It's sick.
Thanks, dude.
So how are you feeling about the difference in quality? Like, obviously when it first, because your last EP is fucking dope, dude.
Yeah, I was really stoked on that.
So obviously it was very well done. But when I listened to yours,
I won't
though,
lie.
There
that,
is a
that
huge
was
difference.
Really well done.
The main difference for me, it's hard to describe. And when I think about this, trying to describe music, because I'm very right-brained when it comes to music. I played
visual.
Piano for years and years. No, but what I'm trying to say is, you know how, like, Anthony Bourdain or, like, a lot of those chefs, they'll explain food, mm-hmm. and you can, like, literally taste it the way they explain it. You're like, oh, man, that's got to
yeah,
be really
I feel
good.
It.
Yeah.
the way that I can only explain the music is the production quality difference, and this may be where you're getting at, is you guys have more of like a cinematic, vibrant sound versus more of a muddled, grungy sound from before. Not that anyone's worse or better. Totally. But the way I would explain it is like if you were to go to a movie theater and you were listening to something on a movie theater screen, it's super crisp and cinematic.
Yeah.
And that's kind of what you guys sound like. Very vibrant and bright. Also very dark undertones, for sure, because it's pretty fucking heavy. But then as before, it was more just like darker, like heavier, in my opinion, a little bit different. It's it more poppy influenced, I guess.
Yeah.
And that's not bad at all. I think you guys do a very awesome job of like marrying the two.
Right.
I guess you'd say.
Totally.
Yeah.
Fusing them.
Fusing them. I mean, do you want to give them a... Let's give them a snippet real quick.
Yeah,
let people hear this out.
We'll give them a snippet because, of the first single that we're going to release very soon.
Yeah, I remember when you were recording this. Yeah, that was sick, dude.
Thanks.
Way sick. For sure, man. No, and that's just a taste. And all your guys' songs sound different. I only listened to, what, like three or four of you guys have nine?
Yeah, it was like four, I think.
And they were all very different but very similar. So I think whoever snags your guys' album and goes to the show, they're going to be fucking stoked. And
yeah,
they're definitely not going to leave unimpressed.
I think they're going to be really pumped, man, honestly.
Yeah.
And this is your guys' last night recording here, so I think.
Yeah,
unless we can squeeze you guys in on the weekend.
No, this is it.
This
we're
is
done.
It. Solid. Yeah. So I'm glad I'm getting you guys
album is
in.
Done.
Yeah. And the name of the band, I wanted to touch on this too.
Oh, yeah.
Because... because we talked about that, and I'm not trying to take all your guys' night, because we can follow up, and we'll like talk a little bit more about the show on the closing side. But, dude, We Were Giants, because anybody who listens to my Pro Edge podcast and has been here for other party casts that I haven't published, they know that I geek out on anything crypto and whatnot, just because I like... tickles my brain.
Yeah.
So when I hear the We Were Giants thing and listening to so many of my favorite podcasts and like looking over old like news articles, you know, excavations of giants and stuff like that, and you know, they after the 40s they kind of were like you know, after like basically after Roswell, they were like started closing down shop on all crypto shit that was getting published.
Exactly.
So who knows, maybe we figured out what happened to us, and maybe we really aren't the natural inhabitants of planet Earth.
We'll talk about
God, I could get into this as well.
All I gotta say is strip us naked.
Yeah.
Throw us in the elements, see how long you survive, and tell me how you evolved that way. Right?
Fair.
You know, you can't. You die. 48 hours, man. People die all the time. Oh, I got lost in the forest. Fuck. You got 48 hours? 72 hours, dog. You're dead.
Yeah.
If you don't get eaten, you're dead.
Yeah, totally.
Sun will kill you.
Or
sun doesn't
or
kill you.
By fucking
dehydration.
Fucking exhaustion.
I feel it.
That's why I geek out. Explain that to me. Just explain that to me. If you can't, well, then that's going to be what I fucking think about. Not necessarily believe, but that's kind of something I'll pass along as a thought.
And even, not to get into this, but even take that scenario right there, and even if they have the best case scenario... and they're able to sustain, what happens when in 2 years something goes wrong? You think someone's going to last more than a handful of years like that? without one thing going wrong.
Just watch like the Discovery Channel and see the whole Naked and Afraid. People can't make it like 2 or 3 days, and these are professionals.
Totally.
You think?
And they are professionals.
Yeah.
And they're over
and they
here
tap
like,
out in 3 days. Like I got bit by like 1,000 mosquitoes. It's fuck life. Mm-hmm. They tap out. You think we would fucking evolve? Come on, dog.
That's what I'm saying, dude.
I think there's something. I mean, you want to get biblical? God made fucking Eve out of a rib from Adam, and that's some scientific shit.
What kind of animal does that? What can lose a limb or a body part and then regrow it?
Yeah, that's some science, bro.
Fucking reptilian.
God comes down on light. I've talked about this in a couple other podcasts, but that's just how I feel. And if people and God's not from this earth, man. If he's not from this earth, he's an alien, dude. He's an alien straight up. And he's coming down here and he's manipulating genes and he's creating women out of fucking ribs, cloning people out of stem cells, essentially. Like, explain it any other way, right? He can't. And if he can, it's magic.
Oh, yeah.
There she is.
It's a crazy world.
Explain that shit. Back to We Were Giants.
I know, dude. That's why.
One day.
I'm just trying to do a crash. Boom. All right. Continue. Sorry.
Oh, no worries.
That's where it came from. Yeah.
Yeah. In a sense, it was more like it found meaning after a lot of experiences happened to me in my life. We were originally the Lake Attacks Everybody, which, that was a transition that had to be made. So we ended up changing it to We Were Giants, ran it by a few people, but the real meaning behind it. That also correlates with our album is basically that the Nephilim and giants and stuff like that, they were offspring and they basically came back. You know, we were giants. We were reincarnated as this, you know, in a weird way to think about it as if you want to go down the crypto alley.
Mm-hmm.
But
yeah, no, I mean, save that for the next one
for real. But yeah. But it has, like, a meaning, you know, and you can also correlate it with, you know, egos and stuff like that, having a high ego and, you know, feeling like you're a freaking giant and you're better than everyone else and da-da-da-da-da. And then, you know what, all of a sudden, bam, you get knocked on your ass one time and you're all of a sudden humbled and you're in a different position.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we try to have a lot of respect for people, and that's kind of our outlook as a band. We don't want to sit there and talk a bunch of crap about people.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And expect handouts or anything like that. I mean, we work just like every other American.
Yeah.
America.
We do work.
Another band.
That cares about the quality of their music.
Yeah, man.
We honestly, like, as a band, like, we work hard, dude. And that's what people don't see, you know, because behind the scenes, like, I'm over here sacrificing, like, my financial situation to make, like, what I need to happen so that we could, you know, do things like play the Knitting Factory, like a headlining show or go on a tour or do something to where, like, you have to do this stuff to get, you know, to progress yourself.
To get noticed.
That's and where we're trying to go.
The work that's involved to do those things is astonishing, dude. And people, like, you know, it's not something that we, like, you know, flaunt on the internet. Why would we say, hey, you know, why would I go on my Facebook or on the Weaver Giants Facebook and be like, well, guys, like, you know, today I bought this and this and this and this and this and invested in this, and now I'm basically a charity case. So people, like, cook for me so that I could fucking eat. Like, you know this firsthand because you've literally, like, been so kind to help me out, but, like, that's where we're at is I'm over here, like, I'm exhausting every possible resource that I possibly have in my possession so that I could progress.
Same.
And it's gotten to the point to where, yeah, like, you know, I need help. And like, people don't really see that, but we're literally working ourselves to the point of it's like, if you don't have the dedication, then you're not going to be able to keep going. Period. Oh, yeah. You know, no, absolutely. Like, if you don't have the willpower to endure things like not having money, like, and seriously needing some to go to somebody's house to fucking eat food is something that happens unless you have a ton of money or you have a record label or something like that. And if you don't, then, well, this is the life that you have to live, period. Mm-hmm. And if you don't, then you're not going anywhere. And that's just how it is.
It's for the bigger picture.
So that's where I'm at now. That's where Logan's at, and he's been like that for a very long time. And that's where all the rest of us are at, is we're putting so much into it to where this is where a lot of people would quit.
Well, I think a lot of...
This is why people quit music, is because it gets to this level and it gets too hard and people decide it's not worth it and they quit. And that's where we are currently at. But I don't give a shit if I have money or not, or if I'm a charity case or not. This is my thing in life, you know? So I don't mind sacrificing stupid bullshit like money. Fuck money. Who the fuck? Fuck money. I don't give a fuck. Oh, sorry. Damn.
That was perfect timing, though.
I don't give a fuck who Getting the fuck excited. You are. I don't give a shit how fucking rich you are. I don't care who you are. I don't care if you're Donald motherfucking Trump. Money in itself, by itself, does not create happiness, period. Experiences create happiness. Money can buy experiences. I understand that, absolutely. But when you get right down to the source, money does not create happiness. So why the fuck am I going to be at a jurisdiction at a level of money that I can collect, or that I would be able to collect by going to school or something, like even $100,000, you know what I'm saying, like a year. $100,000 a year doesn't buy you happiness. It buys you comfortability, but it doesn't buy you happiness. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I'm not going to risk my entire life to buy comfortability that's not going to give me happiness. And so that's why I am able to suffer things like being a charity case for food. If somebody doesn't want to be a charity case for me, I'm just going to suffer, and that's just how it is. I'll buy us some fucking cereal. You know what I'm saying? Like, well, that's all I'm trying to say.
I wouldn't label it suffrage by any means.
Suffrage in the aspect of today's society.
I would call it sacrifice.
Sacrifice. Okay,
let's call it sacrificing a lot of opportunities, or you're sacrificing certain things.
You know what I'm saying, to be able to do what you want to do.
Nah, I get it, man. I fucking own a studio. I hang out here and I sacrifice 3 nights a week to make sure that you guys got your shit.
Absolutely.
You know, like, to make sure that I'm here to make...
No, but like, I mean, that's...
To accommodate you. You're my guest.
That's all I'm saying, is it gets to a point to where you have to sacrifice, and the sacrifice to a lot of people is not worth it. And so... people don't understand that, though, and just think that we're just, like, we're taking handouts and all this stuff, but we're putting in the work, like, you know what I'm saying?
But there's a trade-off, and the trade-off is networking. The trade-off is getting to know somebody and building interpersonal relationships, and in my opinion, that's very important. Absolutely. That's experience in life, with being able to communicate with people, you know, because being able to work with others from completely different aspects of life. We all work in totally different environments with completely different coworkers. We all come from different upbringings and whatnot. And so for me, to sacrifice an evening and not go out and do something is a really sacrifice. Sure, but at the end of the day, I still get to kick it with you guys. I still get to catch up with you guys. So for me, it's a trade-off. Like, yeah, you may be sacrificing, but you're also getting something out of it.
Yeah.
It's not like you're being depleted of everything.
Oh, no. Yeah, sorry. I should have specified on that. No, the reason we're doing this is because the reward at the end is so great.
And you didn't come off that way. I wasn't trying to say that by any means.
No,
what I was saying is I was trying to relate it in a different way.
Totally.
With me, as far as the way that goes. So.
Sweet.
But yeah, that's crazy. So your guys' show's coming up on September 8th.
Yep.
And are you guys releasing it everything on the 8th, like your your online album for download? How does this all work? I don't know anything about music.
So basically on the 8th, so the actual album, as far as like iTunes, Spotify, like everywhere it goes, is coming out on September 20 years ago, I might add.
Okay. No more, because I literally have to go through that and edit every one of those.
Sorry.
You're good. Continue, though. So it's coming out, 9 songs.
Yeah.
And then what's your guys' set going to include? Are you guys doing half and half? You doing your full new album?
We're not doing the full new album. We're doing we're going to do at least 2 old songs from the EP. The EP only had, 4 songs total. And that had that intro track, but 4 songs. We're gonna do at least half of them, and the ones that are more popular, and then the rest of them are going to be all originals.
Nice.
Yeah,
that's what's up. I'm excited. And you have what bands opening up for you guys?
So we got Life Upon Liars. We got, Roses Are Dead. Both of those guys are local from Boise. And then we got the Nixon Rodeo. That is from Spokane, Washington, coming down to play.
Nice.
They're all rad dudes. We like all of them.
Nice. Yeah, dude. I love partying with those guys. They're super cool.
I bet they are. You should invite me to come hang with you guys.
I will.
And then maybe if you want, if any of those bands want to come in, we can snag like a lead singer of any of those bands before. Yeah. Or we can get like 3 of them in here, 4 or 5. I mean,
yeah.
We can get as many in here as we want on these mics. We can get 2 people on a mic.
That'd be cool.
So, but we can at least, if you want, we can do another round right before the show and the release for the CD and stuff and pump it.
Yeah.
So, where can everybody find you again? Instagram is We Were Giants Band.
Well, mostly just Facebook is the main one. Okay. Instagram as well. We got Snapchat. I believe we have a Twitter. We're not super active on Twitter, I'm not gonna lie. So if you want to see the most up-to-date stuff, Facebook is the place to go.
Awesome. So on September blank,
yeah,
this is gonna be your guys' release.
Yeah,
official release. I didn't have to fucking censor that.
But
shit.
The show's basically on the 8th. What I was getting at is the show is like the debut, like the actual, like if you want to know what the album sounds like early, come to this show.
Cool. Yeah. Sounds good, man. Well, thanks again for all your hard work in my studio.
Thank you. Thank you for having us.
For feeding you and drinking you.
Yeah, for helping me out.
Giving you guys hospitality. Not a problem at all, man. It's been a pleasure. I've had a blast with it. So anyways, all right, everybody. Well, give us a good rating. Go ahead and share the episode, because you know everybody's going to want to listen to this. And make sure you check out the Knitting Factory on September 8th with We Were Giants and a bunch of other local bands for their CD release. We appreciate your time and have a wonderful rest of your day.
See you later.